Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
All right, good evening and welcome to Breaking the Silence. I'm Greg Williams. You're here in my home in Houston, Texas. I had to pull the shades down because the sun was so bright with the setting right behind me, so it wasn't whiting everything out to where you couldn't see a good picture of what's going on. So maybe at the half-hour break, I'll lift them back up and you can see the night line of the Texas Medical Center here at Houston, Texas. Welcome to the program tonight. We're just going to have a good time. We're going to be reminiscing for the last 5 years of what we've been doing here on this program and on the wonderful network of BBS Radio. And the staff there is just absolutely second to none. And we have just had a great time. I remember in the olden days, and it sounds like I'm a real old man trying to figure out the old days. But back in the days where we didn't even have video, we were just doing the audio only. And then decided that sometimes people like to see the people and the guests' faces as we talk and interview and get their story and their face responses and things. And we just, our listening audience has grown from day one. Almost every week, we just have a bigger and better audience. And just welcome to the program. Back in 2019, we came on live in August, and we have been plugging away ever since. And personally, I believe it gets better each and every week. And we have some unbelievable guests coming up latter part of the year. People that I'm going to try to get. Andy Griffith, well, he's dead. Dick Van Dyke, he's too old. I can go through all the people I want to get. But we got some awesome people that's going to be coming on just to tell us their story. You can get involved a couple different ways tonight, just like always. Number one, if you just have a comment, feel free to text me at 832-396-6525. And during the commercial break, in about 25 minutes, I'll look at them and see what's going on, what your thoughts. Or you can get on Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page. It looks like we have a pretty good crowd going there. And jump on there and comment. Or you can call in. And I would love to have some call-ins tonight. Whether we do or not, very rarely do we. But 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. And TJ will patch you right on through. And you can tell us, hey, maybe a show that you really liked, a show that you didn't like, something you wanted to talk about on a show that we haven't done, or some topic that we covered that you want to talk deeper about. And then I'm going to bring in some of my favorite people tonight in the world, not just guests, but people in my life that are my favorite. And we're just going to chat and have a good time and just talk about what's going on in the world right now and what's going on with the times, the troubles, the events that are happening, the trauma that's going on, just the world in general, and talk and how we get through things like that each and every day. You know, one of the things that I believe in the early days that I wanted to do was give an open platform to where people can come on and just share their story. They didn't have to be edited. One thing about BBS Radio, you can say what you want, do what you want, and tell the story exactly the way you want, and nobody comes in and cuts us off or edits us that, hey, we can't do that, you can't say it that way. If you stub your toe while you're talking and you say a wrong word, they don't cut that out and go, "Oh, wait, you can't." That's one thing about live radio. Once you say it, it's already out there. And I wanted a place where it was safe. And to be honest with you, I was being interviewed by podcasters all around the country 3 or 4 times a week when the book first came out. And nobody ever listened to my answers. They'd ask the question, and by the time I would get through the answer, they would go ahead and ask the other question, and we never had a conversation. And every time I had one of those, I was disappointed and thought, man, I really wish somebody would connect with me to where I can just relax and talk and communicate and just share what's really on my mind and heart. And after I was asked to be a co-host of a radio show about four and a half, almost 5 years ago, she started calling in sick and saying, "Hey, Greg, can you take over?" And I started taking over. And then I got a hold of the wonderful people at BBS and said, "You know, I think I'm ready to try this on my own." And we took off running, and it's been that way ever since. And as I was sitting in my chair just a few minutes ago, I started looking back at all the archives that of every show that we've ever done since the beginning of time. You can get on there and listen to and watch. But we had some unbelievable guests, and I just went to my closet there and pulled out. I don't know if anybody remember Keechee or not, but she was on America's Got Talent, and she was one of the only two people that survived a plane crash. And she was burned from head to foot, and is a wonderful singer. And she wrote this book that did very, very well. And Simon Cowell gave her the Golden Buzzer on America's Got Talent, and she's still cutting records now. And her story was just unbelievable. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I was watching, I was telling the Matt and Amy earlier that I was watching Mrs. Doubtfire last night, and the oldest daughter of Sally Field and Robin Williams, Lisa Jabik, was a guest on the program, and she wrote two different books. And was talking about her life, not only in the movie days, but also what happened to her with her own personal trauma. That I learned so many lessons from her in that hour that it was phenomenal. She taught me how to tap when things get rough, how to get through some of those times. She taught me a phrase, "This too shall pass." And she also expressed to me and let me inside of her darkest fear that, believe it or not, when she's in the shower and the shampoo lid snaps shut, that sudden pop on the shampoo lid can take her from here to here with anxiety. And she had to get out of the acting business, and now she's traveling the world helping veterans deal with PTSD. And has an unbelievable ministry and impact on so many of the military personnel out there. Had Dr. Bruce Perry, that was a great guest. He was on, and that was about a month or two before he and Oprah Winfrey released their book that they wrote, "What's Happened to You," which sold an unbelievable amount of copies. And a great friend of mine, and talked about ACEs and how our brain works and how the triangle of the brain and how it develops as a youngster. And that's why when things happen to us as a child, it impacts us when you're old and ancient like me, in so many different ways. I'm getting ready to, probably well, before the sun comes back up, I'll be on my way to Dallas in the morning. I'm speaking all day to tomorrow. In Dallas all day Tuesday in Dallas, driving back. We'll be at work on Wednesday and in church on Wednesday night. After church, I'll be going back to Dallas Wednesday night to speak Thursday in Dallas. And in the meantime of that, I will be doing a conference in Miami with the Violence Against Men and Boys. Which is an unbelievable conference, a brand new conference. It's going to be one of the best conferences probably of the year. And I'll be doing that this week. And then on top of that, I'll be doing a prayer breakfast in San Antonio, Texas, in the middle of all that. So I'm going to be driving the Bermuda Triangle back and forth, back and forth. I'm going to get it all done. And the reason I do that is not to just drive my body crazy, but is to help as many people as I can. I believe that Amy and Matt and hopefully James will be coming in here shortly, can attest to this, that we've seen in our own lives that people can come and people can go, and we're not guaranteed one single day of our life. And when I learn all about these stories that we have on each week, it shows me that life is fragile. Not only when I was a kid, but as an adult, it's just as fragile. We're going to be talking a little bit about that tonight. But also, we had little Ricky on, Keith Trubidoe, off I Love Lucy. And he was talking about, here he was, an successful child actor, and had issues with alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And he had to break through that cycle. One of the things, well, probably one of the biggest disappointments that I've had the last 5 years is I thought Alice Cooper was going to be on mm-hmm. as a guest, and his promoter was on, and it was told to me in my ear early, about a half hour before the program, that don't be shocked if Alice Cooper doesn't come on and do a quick spot of saying, hey, and tell us a little bit about his life and what he's doing. Great believer right now, and doing some great things with kids in his camp that he has for children, and his house that he has for kids. And he did not come on. He was unable. I guess he got tied down, but couldn't make it on. That was probably one of my biggest disappointments. But one of the ones that I think made a huge impact, and I don't know if anybody remembers this or not, was a minister that had cerebral palsy, and he was David Ring. And probably one of the most seen sermons online on the internet ever was when he was giving his ministry and his sermon at Liberty Baptist University. And it was unbelievable, telling the story of him dying as a baby, being born and being born dead, and then came back to life, and him becoming a minister with all of these physical handicaps. It's even hard to try to understand him, but his ministry and testimony was just phenomenal. We had just recently Eugenia Valencia that was born to die in a Russian prison. And now she lives in the Houston area. Her husband works at NASA right down the road here in Houston. And she has a ministry that is telling all about what happened to her and the abuse that she'd overtaken and dealt with. Probably one of the most honest and hurtful interviews that I had, and I'm just going off the top of my head, is a member of my church, Jay and Gloria Mays. Gloria had come on with her husband and lifted up her hands and showed us her hands that were dying. And they ended up having to cut off pieces of her hands and her legs. And unfortunately, she has passed on. But Jay is a huge member of our church. And her telling her life story and the impact of that and how God blessed and how she wanted that legacy to live on. And if that is the only thing that this program does, then I'm going to die happy because I want people to be able to share what's on their mind, what they've gone through, and what it means to them to be able to impact one person because of that pain. And I have lots of others, and we may be able to talk about that a little bit later on, but I want to bring in right now the people that we have ready to talk tonight. Matt Brown, I don't even have a copy of my own book. He wrote the foreword in my latest book, When the Dark Clouds Come. Oh, you have a copy of it? Okay.
Not even. I'll grab it.
And Amy Parks, a dear friend of mine and ours, she's coming in. And I believe James is connected
on
the phone. And hopefully he'll be able to come on here shortly. And James talked about his own life story. And just welcome to the program, guys. How y'all doing?
Right.
Doing good. Everybody doing?
Now, wait, this is radio. You can't just go like this. I mean, we...
I got the face in your
car going, what? What? What's going on?
Can you guys hear me?
Everybody doing okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Good. Hey, tell me.
Wait. What? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah. Hey, how are you, James?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I had to call the telephone number because I have no internet service for some reason. But yeah, I'm doing good, man.
I love you guys. You're such a card. I tell you what. What when you
Crazy.
Start talking and when you guys have shared your stories, and you're on here a lot on Sunday nights, but I don't want praise for me or the show. Tell me what impact of allowing people to be able to share what they've gone through in an atmosphere to where it's safe. And what's that mean to other people? And we do have a caller.
Go
so
ahead,
when you're done answering this, I'm going to bring Annie in.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Oh, I guess I'll go ahead. I tell you, I think that it's so needed to have a place where you can just be transparent and communicate those things. I think that, especially in the church, we've come a long way from, you know, wearing certain hats and masks. And now to be able to take those off, and you've given a platform for that, Greg, and God's used it. And it's been a huge blessing, not just in my life, but my wife's life. And I know these guys can attest to that. And so, you know, you say not to, you know, lift you up, and I'm not, but I guess I am in a sense. But yeah, you've done it. You know, there's something going on in the church today that it's this, and it's where people are saying, look, I need to talk. I need to get this out. I need to communicate and take off the hat and be me. And here's the things that have happened, or here's where I'm at. And it's very refreshing. I mean, it is.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say, you know, it's called shattering the darkness. And that's the thing. Unless we bring things to the light and expose it to the light, then nothing will ever change and no one can ever heal. And I think the shows that we listened to just not too long ago, Ben and I drove to Texas, and all we did the whole way down and the whole way back is he wanted to listen to shows that he hadn't heard before. And it's just amazing to be able to, like in his case, identify with a lot of people who have gone through much of the same type life situations, but also I might not have can identify with that, but just hearing some of the heartbreaking life situations that people have managed to grapple through and come out on the other side surviving. And quite honestly, the one last week, I think it was, where the suicide, the woman whose husband, I was just blown away by her. And I keep thinking, man, what a inspiration that can be for who are in so much pain and they need help. You know, they need help and they need to know someone out there has been brave enough to tell their story and to give a voice to someone who might be afraid to, you know, and hopefully we'll continue to encourage people to continue to do that, you know, and expose that dark hidden yuck to the light and maybe get free, you know?
Yeah. James, you, when you came on, you've been on a couple times as a guest. You told us your darkest, maybe not your darkest, but some pretty dark secrets about yourself. And you trying to hang yourself in your garage. Tell me what that meant to you to have a place to where you could just share and the impact and what's your feeling about all that?
Well, it was a really dark time. And I really did. I put a belt around my neck and hung myself in my garage. I woke up next morning, laying next to my. It's kind of hard to talk about, but yeah, I just wanted to end it all. I was tired. I just wanted to go be with Jesus. And it sucked.
Yeah. Matt, I want to still do a program with you one-on-one because you went through some dark times. I don't know if I've ever heard you talk about in public. And I don't know if you've ever up to the par to do that, but I would love to be able to discuss that.
I think it's time. And I think if I'm going to let anyone do that, it's going to be you. Help crack that open. I would love to, to share that. There are things that, I'm maybe one or two people know. And that's why I think your book and your story resonated so hard with me when Amy, how many years ago, brought it to my attention. Hey, Greg has written this book. And I told you when I started reading, I just figured I'll read a bit here and there. And I look up 4 hours later and I'm done with the book. And I was just, I envied you so much, Greg. I did. I thought he, as hard as this had to be, I can't imagine, Greg. I still can't. None of us can. But I envied this that you said, look, it's time, because this will help so many other people. And that speaks volumes of you, speaks volumes of just where your heart's at. So yeah, I would love that. So just let me know when and we can make that happen.
Well, it needs to be at your time, whenever you feel good and ready, because I don't want to ever, and that's one thing I love about the program. I don't have any written questions, and we will go as deep as they want in their own story, but I never try to pry down so deep that it's uncomfortable for them.
Right.
But amazingly, we've had people that's come on the program and share and said, I didn't plan on doing that, but it was so comfortable that they just went ahead and poured it out. What about the game we play that we've all played when you try to put the mask on and you go out into the world, the working world or the public world, and you masquerade around and do the old, hey, I'm great, how are you trick. How many people do you think on average are still doing that in their life and need to have that freedom to sit back and relax and tell their story?
I would say 9 out of the 10 people you run into, I'd say they, a lot, most of them are wearing that mask and that hat, and they, because they don't know. I mean, think about it, especially in the ministry, for any of us out there who are in the ministry, where can I go? Where can you go, Greg? Where can anyone go and share your story and you don't lose your job? It's like, I was thinking about this the other day. Churches are good about saying to, when they're hiring, hey, we'll give you this salary. We'll pay you this. We'll give you this. We'll put you up on this pedestal. But the minute you blow it, we take it away. You're done. I mean, it's just, yeah. So having an area where you can just open up is a gift. It truly is. And it's so needed.
I by chance got blessed to have a church to where I can tell them everything that I'm going through. And it took me years before I could do it, but it wasn't their fault. It was mine. And when I finally released it, now I'm thinking sometimes I probably say too much about what I'm going through, and they're going, oh boy, Greg, you're telling us too much. Right. But there's such a freedom in being able to express I'm hurting. Yeah. And here, Amy, you are a hairdresser, a stylist, hairstylist, and you own your own business. And I would imagine that you probably have more stories of people and their pain than what Matt and I, being in the ministry and counsel people all the time, you probably do more counseling in that beautician's chair than what you can imagine. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong at all. That's really a cool thing about that profession, honestly, is when you're in someone's personal space and you're touching them and, you know, stuff like that, it just happens, walls just break down. And that's the cool thing about having my own business, where it's just me and the person in there at the time, or maybe the next one coming in at that time. But I've done it so long too that they're all, I've done these people for 30 years, you know, most of them, and we have a great relationship. But yeah, I don't know. We laugh, we cry, we pray, and sometimes it's them, sometimes it's me, but most of the time it is a nice place where you can just let it go. And I think it's that safe security, like this is, where it's a trusted person that, even though this is heard by who knows how many people, it just feels like it's this, these four walls, and it's just us, you know? So it's easier to just pour out your soul, I guess. But
When
yeah.
you're experiencing these people that are telling their life stories and their darkest secrets, do you find that you need to counsel them, or is the world just needing somebody to care, and listen?
Most of the time, I try to just listen. And then, honestly, I feel like God has given me that as a ministry. And so many times, I just feel a nudging from the Holy Spirit to just maybe say something. It doesn't have to be a dissertation, but just a little something. And it seems like most often that's exactly what needed to be said. But no, I'm not about to try to counsel anybody. I don't have that ability, but people just need a safe place to listen. And it's so funny too, because like the movie Still Magnolias, a lot of people refer to that, and they're like, I have friends that don't live around here, and they'll say, "So what's the big scoop in Carterville? You know, tell me what's going on." And I'm like, you know, I'll tell you that what's going on is between me and them, and we ain't telling, you know. So it's just a safe place where they're free to tell me whatever they want to, and they know I'm not going to say anything to anybody, you know.
Tell you what, we're going to take our first break. We're not our first break, our only break. It's about 88 seconds. And on the other side of this, I would love to have, we had a call, but she dropped off, didn't want to interrupt our discussion. But our discussion is very interruptible. You can call at 888-627-6008. I'm looking to see if we have, we have people that is talking. I'll check my phone, but feel free to call in. I would love to hear, even if Don or Doug from the radio station wants to jump on, TJ or you're welcome to do that. We just want to talk about the last 5 years, the impact, and the importance of having a venue and a platform just to be able to hear and love and help people with whatever situation they are in. 888-627-6008, and we'll be right back after this very, very short commercial break. Just enough time for me to take a drink of nice cool water. We'll be right back.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
All righty. everybody. Welcome back to the program. And here we are live in Houston, Texas. The only thing that's happened on TV tonight is the closing ceremony of the Olympics. And you can tape that and watch the repeat. You need to be listening to this and just watch in and join in. If you have any questions or comments, jump in. We'd love to hear your thoughts and your ideas and things that's going on. I would be interested in having some people on. And one of the things, I think, Matt, it was you. I'd like to have Ralph off of Cobra Kai, Ralph Macchio. I'd love to have him on. I think he would be an excellent guest. And even the guy that – the other guy that plays the blonde guy, the bully. I'm having a senior
moment. Zach something's – he plays Johnny Lawrence. Yes.
Yeah, plays Johnny Lawrence. Yeah, I would love to have him on too, because I think that whole story is so life, reality, true that I can relate to it in a great way. You guys got Matt, you're leaning in like you got some great words of wisdom. Oh. What do you have to share? Tell me what's on your mind.
My back hurts. I'm leaning in. My back. No, I you know, I can't believe it's been 5 years. That is just mind blowing. And I noticed you and I are getting the same hair. Have you noticed? Look on the, our hair looks very identical. Can you? gray and parted. I don't know, but
you don't want my hair. You don't want anything to do with my body. I guarantee you, Matt.
No, you know, one thing I'll say this. One thing I've learned about through your show and just through you is being able to tell the truth about yourself. I think it's a stance against the refusal to recognize our own, you know, our own darkness and stuff and our own. But that's something I've gained from you and your show. And I'm sure Amy has, and my brother I know has, just to be free to tell the truth about yourself. That's
well, you know, that wasn't the case. And I think if you guys remember, I lied for years. Mm-hmm. I hid that. I kept it quiet. And that ate me alive. And there's still, even though I've come out about where my dad sold me and on Monday nights when I was a teenager, I talked about that in the first book that I said I would never talk about some things. And I ended up talking about that. Now I haven't written about it, but I've talked about it. There's still some other things that I don't think people can handle. And I still keep that to myself. And that could be weight that I'm carrying around unneedily. We have Don with BBS Radio. Don, come on in.
Well, thank you.
Listen to this radio voice.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you and your audience. Dr. Williams, happy 5th anniversary. I must say, truly, from my heart, very, very happy 5th anniversary. I mean, I must say, your program kind of spells out that the truth will set you free.
Wow.
And you've proven that. And with the guests that you've been bringing on throughout the years, you've been continuously advocating that. And it's opened up my eyes, my son's eyes, who loves you deeply, deeply. He's enamored with you. I mean that. You have shown him what truth is and what it means and the success it will have in your life and everyone else's life, and that you can't pay for. So you've brought something wonderful to my son, my family, me, the audience. I love you, and I truly, truly wish you a happy 5th anniversary, and many, many more.
We plan on, you know, I appreciate that, Don. You and Doug and TJ Thomas, and, you know, they are just, y'all are just so special, and I consider you your family, and this is the best radio network that I've ever been a part of. Well, it's the only one I've been a part of, but it just unbelievable, and you guys are so great to work with. I appreciate y'all. Very much so.
Appreciate you. Love out to you always. Always.
And thank you for allowing us to do what we want without editing. That is so important today. You know,
Thanks.
you can't get out and do a speech without being, news bites and things of that order. And I never fear on here when somebody tells their story, you're going to have the ability to hear it all the way from the beginning to end and the way they want to tell it. And I think that's important.
Thank you. I absolutely agree with you. Again, the truth shall not be denied. Definitely not on your show, and definitely not on our next.
That's right. Thank you, Don.
Promise.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. God
God
bless
bless
you.
you, Don.
And to your wonderful, wonderful counterparts, God bless you both as well.
You
Thank you
too.
for being a part of this adventure and a part of Dr. Williams' show, Breaking the Silence.
You, Don. Appreciate it. Amy, you got anything on your mind?
I've got a lot of things on my mind,
Oh
actually,
my.
because, something that kind of just occurred to me today. I've been watching season 4 of The Chosen, and I've been seeing, just seeing the humanity of all of that play out has been so enlightening to me. Like, I never doubted what I read in the word, but to see all this played out, and I think the actors portray their part so well. But I was watching this particular part where these two guys that were part of the Sanhedrin had met with Jesus, and it was the meal before Passover, or the Passover meal, and it was when, Mary came and washed his feet with the oil from the alabaster jar, cost a year's wages. And they were at the threshold. This one Sanhedrin guy was at the threshold of actually maybe believing until he saw that and the waste of it all. And then suddenly was just closed off to hearing anything more that Jesus had to say. But it occurred to me this morning, because actually Ben and I started talking about something that made me think about this, about how, a lot of times people say it's not just black or white. There's all these shades of gray. But I've today, what I thought of is, it's really, the Bible is an absolute truth. And what Jesus tells us is what is the truth. And really, the gray is how Satan muddies the water, and he makes it gray, so that you're wondering all of a sudden, well, maybe it is okay in that case because of this, or maybe we can allow that to be all right because of this. But I don't know. It was actually, truthfully, I'll just say it. It was an abortion issue that I had seen these clips of people just adamantly sick and tired of hearing religious people talk about this, and they want their choice. And I was just, I don't know. I was like, Satan just muddies the water. He's the father of lies. He deceives us into thinking that there is more gray to the absolute truth that we have. And so that was a big revelation I had today. I don't know. It just kind of clicked with me, because I've struggled a lot of times with things being like, well, maybe it isn't just like this and just like this. Maybe there is this in between that, and maybe there is, but I don't know. Today I just had that kind of thought. I think it's the father of lies who is throwing in the white and the black together to make it gray, muddy the water.
Yeah, that's all he has to do is to get us off, dead center, is to just confuse us. And before long, we're out in left field going, how did I get out here? How do my beliefs get so watered down? Is because I, you know, I'm sure Adam was shaking his head behind a bush, hiding, going, what happened? Life was so good. And then I
Well,
listened
and
to, this
and
is what happened. Yeah.
that's all
Matt, you got a
that.
thought?
Amy, were you saying something? I heard you. I didn't want to cut you
Well,
off.
I was just saying, and I don't want it to sound like I got it all together ever, or that Because it just it's a daily battle. It's a daily struggle that you have to, you know, every day you're faced with something that you have to decide, you know, what way you're going to lean on this, you know.
Right. You know, Greg, going back to your, you know, your book, I don't know, I may have asked you this, we may have talked about this when you were here, or sometime, but somebody told me one time, they said, you know, being able to tell your story or be truthful, you know, being able to do that, have the courage to do that, it can only come about when you realize that basically the only person's approval you need, you already have. Talking about with Jesus. So I was going to ask you, do you think that knowing how much you're loved by God, that that is the key to being able to open up? I mean, it sounds simple, but I struggle there. We all do, but I struggle with, you know, I hear God loves me radically, God, but then I see these areas where I'm at them and I'm hiding in the woods, I'm hiding in the weeds. It's a direct result of me not fully buying the fact that God loves me. And no matter what I say, no matter what I do, I've got his approval. Is that, you think, I mean, for you to be to open up the way you did, I mean, you know, like you said a while ago, you lied for so long. I mean, was that it, or, you know?
Well, it was huge. And matter of fact, I have everybody else's book around me but mine. I have a chapter that's called The Evil Twins, mm-hmm. that talks about shame and guilt. I still have shame and guilt.
Yeah.
Every day. And I still smell stuff. I still feel things. My mind, I was coming back, and, you know, here I am, sometimes being way too honest. I was coming back from church after a 2 or 3 hour meeting after church, and just wore out, and heading back. And I have a weird mind that looks at the last license plate, and I run it through my mind, MJK 8420. And I said it over and over. It's like, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And I'm sitting there literally on the highway, that 10, 15 minutes driving back, that was going through, that was the last car that passed me. And I was playing that, and I'll have that all night long because I just keep replaying it. And so it gives me that doubt that the devil whispers to me all the time, Greg, you're losing it. Yeah. You're losing it. Your mind shouldn't be doing that. Nobody remembers license plate numbers of a strange car that just drove by, but I remember it. And then I overplay it over, over, and it gets louder and louder and louder. And I'll remember that license plate 2 weeks from now. And the car was, I don't even know what the car looked like, but those numbers. And then I share it. And then everybody's looking at me like, okay, you're weird. You are losing it. But the only way I can overcome the thought of, am I really silly, crazy, losing my mind, just getting old, is by talking about it and sharing it and peeling that layer back of, hey, this is who I am. And when you talk about abuse, I get this a lot after a conference. Somebody will say, hey, thank you for telling the story. But how often do you tell this? Well, all the time. Don't you think you need to move on? Well, I understand that too. There is a place of moving on, but I think when I ignore what I went through and how I was saved through it and downplay it, that it doesn't mean anything to anybody else. I am one of those that I believe I need to put that bullet back in the gun and shoot it back at the devil and help one more person. And there's been weeks I've thought, okay, I'm not going to do the radio show anymore. There's weeks that, you know, like this month, I'm speaking so many times, I'm thinking, okay, I'm done. I don't need to be doing this anymore. I'm sure, Matt, there's days you walk into the church, go, I think I'm going to go back home, go to bed.
Yeah.
That's it. But then you have to wake up and go, hey, wait. there's a calling. There's a reason. And God has applied that on me. I didn't ask for this, but he helped me endure through it. So the least I can do is take it to the very end. And that's what I really want to do. Nothing would make me happier, and I'm being serious, is dying on stage with my family around there in the same room with me when I die, knowing that I gave my last breath to help one more person. That's what I'm there for. And that's why I do what I do. I think that's so important. I don't know if I answered your question or not, but
absolutely.
I don't know.
You know, something though, like you said before, when we first met, all of us, and you were making a difference in our lives before any of this ever became known. And, you know, that's the cool thing about it. And I think it also just goes to show God's anointing on your life. This is the purpose for you, is to help people. And I guess through the journey of your healing, he just revealed more things that you're, more tools in your toolbox to use to help people. And some of those tools were, you'd rather not have had, I'm sure, you know, but at least you're using them for other people's good and for God's glory. So that's the cool thing.
Yeah, I think everybody has something that their life story, and that's why I let most anybody that wants to be on. It doesn't have to be an unbelievable, who was that? Her first name was Natalie from London. Her fiance came up and stabbed her while she was pregnant. I don't know how many times, 20 some times, and left her to die on the street. It doesn't have to be a story like that, but her story was so impactful. And just to hear people open up about it helps other people say, hey, the things that I'm going through, it's called life. Why not share it to help somebody else? And that's healing to me. So when I speak tomorrow, I don't know how many times, I don't do it for the money or the applause or anything like that, but to be able to have that one person come up and say, hey, you have a couple minutes, and share their life. That's what it's all about, to make that connection of looking in their eyes and hearing their story. And I got a text in the middle of the night, two nights ago, from a guy that I spoke to up in Tulsa. His wife had been on the program, but this is her husband. And he mentioned to me that one of his foster kids was molesting another one of his foster kids. And Greg, how do I get through this? And that's what this is all about. How do we help one more person in the journey that we have left on this earth? And that's what, when you mentioned the chosen, that's what I see in Jesus. He was making the impact, and he didn't do it from a church to where he could sit back in a nice office and then stand behind a gold-plated pulpit with a beautiful purple robe and chains and preach the gospel and then go eat bonbons. He was out in the real world touching people and let people touch him. And every miracle that he ever did, unless I'm wrong, it was always an interruption in his day. He was going someplace else when somebody stopped him and grabbed him and said, oh, Lord, my daughter's dying. Oh, Lord, I have this issue of blood, or my son's blind, or whatever it is. And to him, it wasn't an interruption. It was just an opportunity to make the impact of what he was called to do while he's here. And that's all I want all of us to be able to find. What am I called to do? And then take it to the deepest level that we can do. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, I'm just taking it in. I'm enjoying this. The Chosen, we've been watching that on Wednesday nights here at the church, and I've said so many times, I really want that guy to be Jesus when I get to heaven.
I know.
He's the coolest, and I mean that with as much all respect. I mean, I
Right.
understand we, I respect Christ, obviously, but I that show has done, not that we're doing a plug for The Chosen, but I think it has done so much for people to be able to say, just maybe that is Christianity. Maybe that is Jesus. And if it is, then we started we'll start this Tuesday night, the 13th, thing called The Safe. And it's like a safe. And the logo's got the dial on a safe. We're opening it up for men to come in, and what is said here stays here.
Cool.
And there's a million ministries like this, but we want a place where they can come and for an hour they can just talk and they can say, I was talking to a guy the other day, Greg, and he said, I want to get to a place where I can come in and say, you know what? I love Jesus. I've got a great job. I've got my life together. I've got a wife and children. I just can't kick the porn and just open up and talk. Or somebody, this week I blew my paycheck and I got drunk. Or I'm rough on my kids. I've got a temper, and be able to share that and open up. And it's a place they can just come up for air. They don't, no one's going to lecture. No one's going to, we just want to just get it out, open up. And you played a big role in that. It's infectious to see people that you and others like you that can say, hey, here's my story, and I don't care. I'll put myself out there. If it helps you, I'll be that guy. Something went through my mind a while ago for some reason. You said something, and I thought, Greg, that's your next book. He Called the Flawed. That should be your next book.
What's it called?
He Called the Flawed. We're flawed, but he's called us. And we're so broken and flawed and messed up, but that's who he chooses to use. Because that's all there is, I
Yeah.
think. But at least I'm looking at two others that are pretty transparent and broken and flawed, but that Jesus is using you guys. So that's, yeah.
You know, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I was in Las Vegas speaking at the Tropicana Casino. We know that was. It's not there anymore. They just tore it down a few days ago. But at a huge counselors convention. And I spoke the day before and I had a book table and I had a counselor come up to me and he said, "Hey, I was in your sessions yesterday and can I talk to you?" And I said, "Sure." So he pulled up a chair and we're sitting at the book table and he said, "I don't know what I'm going to do." And here he is, a counselor. A huge counselor in California was coming to Las Vegas just for the CMEs. And he said, "I went to a strip club last night and they got my credit card number and they maxed it out to $5,000, $6,000." And he said, "I don't know how I'm going to tell my wife when I get home. I have just lost everything that I have lived for all of my life." And here he is, an abuse counselor. Substance abuse counselor. And he didn't know or he didn't have anybody to talk to. And I'm thinking, wow, isn't it wild that the very people that are supposed to be able to help and assist are the ones sometimes that have to play the game that they have no flaws? And I talked and talked and talked. I don't know whatever happened to him. But anyway, I prayed with him and tried to get him through it. But it's just like it's unbelievable the problems that our world's being handled that we fall into each and every day. It's unbelievable. And I think the safe thing that you're doing, Matt, is huge.
Yeah, I witnessed that. I got the idea, went to a conference in February, and they've got something very similar. They promote these, and the guy had a lot of these men stand up, all ages, and he said to me, he said, look, if you give men a place where they can do this, you stand back and watch God take over and watch these men of God come alive.
Yeah.
And and I thought, and I was blown away by what I saw. And he also said something else. He said, Matt, the thing is, like what you're saying, this gentleman, he's a counselor. Yeah, you would never think he's going to go to a strip club and potentially lose his marriage. but we're all drunk on something. That's what this guy kept saying. You just, and the thing is, we're there's two types of people: those who are in rehab and know it, and those who are in rehab and don't think they need it.
That's good.
You know, and he said, you know, it's not about glorifying our imperfections or our sin. That's not it. It's just saying, look, here's how we get better. Literally get better. You've got to take off
Yeah.
the hat. You've got to get in the mirror and get honest with yourself first and foremost. My brother's a key example of that. I mean, just you got to be honest with this is what I'm struggling with. Those who love you will be in your corner
Yeah.
all the time. And you know, and it's just in the last 2 or 3 years, you in the mix, this other ministry I got involved in, conversations with Amy and others. This seems to be where God's taking so many people. It's just, look, you know, don't do it to shock people. Do it to help them get free.
Yeah.
You know.
We only have about a minute left. Amy, you got any last thoughts before, and we need to nutshell it to about 15 seconds. Sorry.
No, I love you guys, and I'm so grateful and thankful that God put all you guys in my life and that we're still together after all these years. And I wish you both the very absolute best, and James, if his voice is still there. But
Yeah.
I think about you all often, and I pray for you both all often. And seeing your success does my heart so much good for both of you. And I'm proud of you, Matt. I'm proud of what you're doing in
Yeah.
Carterville and that church. And I pray that God continues to use you.
Thank you. You made me
Yeah.
cry, Amy.
Thank you, Amy. Matt, you got she took some of your seconds. You got
That's
about
okay.
five
No, I just
seconds.
want to say again, thank you, Greg, for everything. I know I speak for Amy and James and I, both all three of us. Thank you, friend, from the bottom of our hearts. Just to see your face, it made my whole. It just you light up a room, brother. And
Well, you guys have changed my life, and he knew exactly what I needed in my life when he brought you into my life. And having that all of these years has been unbelievable because it's been a long ride. It's been 40 plus years we have been connected, and I love our friendship. Thank you so much. Tell James, thank you, and Amy, hug your hubby for me, and your wife, Matt. Tell Lori we said hey.
She said,
As
tell you
we
how
do
she
each and
loves you.
every week, I want to end the program no different than I have from day one. That no matter what's going on, I guarantee you in these past 5 years, in the next 5 years, no matter what story you have to tell that you've endured, I want to encourage you to lean into Christ. Don't ever lean away from him. Give him a shot. And there's always hope. There's always hope. Never give up on that. And thank you for the last 5 years. And we're looking for at least five more with this wonderful BBS radio network. Thank you so much. God bless you. If you need me, you need anything, I'm just a phone call or a text away. God bless. Y'all have a great night. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1. For the next episode of Breaking the Silence.